Next question is Devon Hunter. Devon is D-E-V-O-N, Devon. Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Next, let's say date of birth is 11/25/77, and the date of visit is next chief complaint is shortness of breath and COPD. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a 44-year-old male with a long-standing history of smoking. Was recently seen at the emergency room at Halifax due to shortness of breath and right-sided chest and back pain. The patient denied any hemoptysis, denied fevers or chills, and had no abdominal pains. He was seen in the ER and had a CTA of the chest, which showed no evidence of pulmonary embolism, but there was a 1.3 by 1 centimeter pulmonary nodule in the right upper lobe adjacent to the fissure, and a short-term follow-up was suggested. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history. Oh, can you also mention in the CT finding, the CT chest also showed a large bulla in the right upper lobe area. And evidence of emphysema. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of atopic dermatitis, for which he takes Dupixent injections every 2 weeks. He also had a history of hypertension for more than a year. And denies significant history for surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has no significant drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for over 20 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. The family history was unremarkable. Mother died of COPD and complications. Father is alive and in good health. Next paragraph. System review of systems. Patient has some fatigue, no fevers, chills. He has no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has no urinary symptoms, burning or hematuria. No asthma, hay fever, but has eczema and hives. He has shortness of breath, denies heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, no constipation, no jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitations. He has anxiety attack, no easy bruising, no joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. I'm sorry, he has some skin rash with itching. Next, med list included ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, PRN, and let's say amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, and Dupixent injection, 300 milligrams every 2 weeks, and lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this elderly, I'm sorry, this is a middle-aged, thinly built white male, who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 160, saturation 95. HGND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supple, no venous distension, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes bilaterally. More on the right. Heart, the absence of regular asymptomatic, no murmur, no history. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masonry, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with bullous lung disease. Number two is right lobe lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number three is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to use the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. And he will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications, including lisinopril, 10 milligrams a day, and amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. A follow-up is it be arranged for approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, please. Let's talk to the Susan.